This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Hour 2, What's on Your Mind? Scott Hennin off today, the Roadrunner Tom Blair sitting in, Todd Mitchell and Bismarck, Kevin Flynn here, Daniel's taking your calls at our control center, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the NDPC. Their purpose is to provide governmental relations support to the more than 625 companies that they represent who are involved in all aspects of the oil and gas industry, including oil and gas production, refining pipeline, mineral leasing, consulting, legal work, and oil field service activities in North Dakota, South Dakota, and the Rocky Mountain region. More at ndoil.org. Tom Blair's in for Scott Hennin. It's What's on Your Mind. We got to get back to our phones, buddy.
No
lighten
kidding.
Up.
Got a couple of rednecks out there who won't talk to me here.
Leon. Well, Leon was on earlier. Leon, we were talking a little bit about. Let's get into the. He wanted to comment on the looting. Was his second thing we wanted to talk about. I'm assuming you're talking about Philadelphia now.
Oh yeah, 17 stores looted. I think 17 people shot. Just last night, and I guess the coupon code or the promotion code last night was BLM, and you can get all of your merchandise for 100% off. And all this behind a guy who is aggressively coming towards two police officers, telling him to stop and drop the knife, and they have no other recourse but to shoot. And we get all of this insanity. Not to mention, we get the false narrative that the BLM put out there for the media to digest and then regurgitate back out to us that, you know, there's just this issue where black men are just walking around and, you know, minding their own business, and a cop will just hop out from behind a bush and go, gotcha, and shoot you. And that's not what's happening. All of these instances that we've seen, every single one, has a at the kernel, at the nucleus, has criminality. These
no
are
doubt.
Criminals doing criminal things, and law enforcement is showing up. It's not that law enforcement is going after black guys. I'm a black guy. I've never been shot by a cop.
You
want to know why, Kevin?
Yes, I why? It surprises me you haven't been.
Yeah, it's a mystery to me, but surprise, surprise, I don't go out and do criminal things. So if I walk up to a couple of cops, pull out a knife and say, I'm going to stick you, what do you expect is going to happen to me?
Well, it's and the mayors and some of those people don't understand. They're saying they want to take away their guns and just have tasers alone. And the problem with that, what people don't realize is tasers are not that accurate, they're not that dependable, and you have accuracy, penetration, and you don't give someone just a taser and figure that's going to solve the problem.
Well, and then the other side of it, earlier we played, and Leon, I'll play a little bit of this for you. This is Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf talking about this. Listen to the first part of this.
As everyone is really sad by the death of the victim, and I think I share in mourning with the family.
Why can't in the next breath he say, but Mr. Williams was wielding a knife, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Williams was told to drop the knife many times. Mr. Williams didn't do that. He came at the police
right.
officers. I mean, but they never, ever go into any of that. It's always this poor family.
Did this guy say anything in the way of condolences or support for the officer that was struck by one of the BLM protesters?
Nothing. Crickets. No, zero.
And see, that's nope. It's all about virtue signaling. It's all about this is the new trend in America. We victimize criminals is what we're doing. We are victimizing criminals. We are white-splaining to everybody that the poor, besot upon African-American community is under attack. And it's all fake. It's all false. Every bit of it, every kernel of it is false. And we're not going to pull out of this you know, until after this election cycle when Donald Trump wins and we can put some normalcy back into our society. But this, this is a problem.
It's always a pleasure getting some common sense from Leon Francis.
Leon's got some common sense. I like him.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
You bet. You too. Leon Francis weighing in. And always good to have him on. Let's go to Pat in Lancaster, Minnesota. Has a question for Tom Blair. Tom, what's on your mind? Or Pat, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. This is Pat and Tom Melody from Twin Nose. In Mesa, we are actually in Lancaster right now, but we are heading to Twin Nose in a couple of weeks.
I'll be darned.
You should still be down there. We've heard you 100 times in the Nose.
I miss it. I really do. I miss the weather. Boy, I'm glad you're listening this far away. Now you got a good station to go to up here and find out what's really going on, truthfully.
Yep. And that kind of brings me to what's going on right now with my question, my thoughts. Tom and I have been just kind of thinking this past week about all the garbage that's coming out about Biden and his crook being such a crook. And all of a sudden, we're seeing so many people inquiring about how they can change their write-in vote, which is another thing that we have not approved of from the beginning. There's nothing like going to the polls and voting in person. And Kitson County is a write-in vote county, so we have had no choice. But people are wanting to change the vote, and I, as a positive person, I'm assuming they want to go from Biden to Trump. So
that's what I think
about that.
Sure. It's the only way it can be logical, because the Biden-Harris thing has nothing, no substance. There's nobody home.
I would say, Pat, I don't think the numbers are probably as high as they might say they are of people that want to do that. I think the reason we've got 60-plus million ballots cast already is that people know and knew and know now, and, you know, they decided long ago who they're voting for. I'd be surprised if Trump isn't ahead massive numbers already with the mail-in votes. But I see what you're saying. There's a concern there, but I don't think the numbers are that high to really affect much. We'll see.
Okay, that's interesting. And another thing about probably Trump being so far ahead, there are so many people that are afraid to voice their opinion.
I agree.
So they are just quiet about it because they don't want to be harassed. They don't want to be bullied.
And I think that happened quite a bit last year. I think that was something that
that would be the silent majority.
Yep. Well, it's good to hear from you way down there.
She's actually in Lancaster, Minnesota, but
yeah. Well, we're heading for Twin Nose in after deer hunting.
Oh.
But I also wanted to say that Go Joe. We were at the rally in 2015, and with Dean and Marlene Broughton, and it was an awesome rally. But we were there when Joe introduced him, and we've been Trumpers since his running days. So, go Trump, go Joe.
Go Joe Arpaio. Yeah, we need to preface. We don't want to say go Joe. We need to preface which Joe we're talking about there, Pat. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Pat.
Isn't that the truth?
Okay. You bet.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You
thanks.
Too. Thank,
thank you.
You
for calling.
All right. What's on your mind? Doris has what's coming on the nursing home situation. Doris, what's on your mind?
Yes, I called in yesterday, and you kind of ran out of time before I got my question on, but that's all right. I think today's might just even be a better day for the question.
You got lots of time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Regarding the families not being able to visit people in the nursing homes, I, for one, am a victim of that. But anyway, I would like to know, what is the rules and the lockdown situation in prisons for families not being able to see prisoners or for jails? Are they being as tight as the nursing homes, or is that a lot looser? I think a lot of the nursing home residents are being treated as prisoners, and so that's why I just kind of am interested in that comparison. And I have not heard a word on what those families are going through. That's not been on the news or anywhere that I've heard. So
let me interject one little thought. thought about that, of something that came up. A very close, well, a relative of mine, talked to someone, a friend, who was in a prison, as I'm not naming which one, and they could hardly get any visitors whatsoever, and the papers for that prison shown that there were 10 people out of a dozen that had the COVID, and they were not even tested in a certain cell block. So what I'm saying is we can't depend on any of that, because right now they're in the mode of everybody, people that aren't reporting the news properly and everything, they want all this COVID.
The fake news, yeah.
Bad, yes. Fake news. Thank you.
The alarmists.
Yes.
You know, I think one thing, Doris, that I didn't, you know, it depends on the state, from what I found out, too. I know New York, I mean, there's a couple, some of these liberal states, California, they're letting people out, justifying it with COVID, letting some, low-risk offenders out of the prison. Well, if masks work, why do you got to let prisoners out of prison? Would be my question.
Amen.
Thanks for the call, Doris. What's that?
That's what I understand with California, that their masks were not working because the prisoners could not tolerate the masks.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,743 acres in Kidder, 156 in Stutzman, 312 in McLean, 757 in Montreal, 160 in Slope, 199 in Dunn, 960 in Billings, 475 in Grant, 792 in Hediger, and 240 acres in Morton County. View all of these Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Fill up with Unleaded 88, help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro, Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Studio at flagfamily.com will get emails to us. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And I'll tell you what, if you think that a sauna is not healthy, it's just kind of for sweating, and think again. The health benefits on saunas are unbelievable. And they have got a great selection of these Finleo saunas. If you've got a space in your basement, all you do is go into Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, pick up one of these Finley Osanas. They are absolutely gorgeous. They've got the infrared ones, traditional ones, all the heaters and controls for them as well. And I believe, because Vince talks about this all the time, the health benefits of sitting in a sauna, you know, a number of times a week where you heat that inner core, something to be said for, you know, the health benefits of that. I believe in it. I love our sauna. Love the hot tub, hot spring spas and pool tables too.com. Keep in mind when you go to hot spring spas and pool tables, it's the number two. So hot spring spas and pool tables, the number two.com. And of course, locations, all over the place. And, you got Minot, you got, Bismarck, just a great group of people. Vince and his staff are amazing. And, they, of course, you can check out the old house and pool tables and the great line of the hot spring spas. They're just amazing. West Fargo Showroom, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and in-house service center in West Fargo as well. And just go to hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. And Tom is here for Scotty, who's on vacation. I don't know if he's on vacation. He's just taking the day here. But Tom Blair's sitting in for, we call him the Roadrunner.
He was testing me Scotty to pull me out of
that. Not your first rodeo.
Yep. You know, it's funny. Trump one time mentioned he talked about some type of a sales tax, a national sales tax. And, you know, I got to thinking about it. Really, we're talking about prostitutes, drug dealers, organized crime, petty thieves, politicians, different kind of people.
Yep.
They are getting away without sales tax, purchase anything. And the way it works, really simple, and I don't know why it isn't explored more, is if I go buy a yacht, I'm going to pay a yacht of money for it, and I'm going to pay sales tax. Even if it's 10%, and I think 10% would work, I pay 10% on my $300,000 yacht, you go buy a 14-foot Lund, and you pay a couple of grand for it, you only get by
with
that amount, and it works the same. Little poor people go in and buy a loaf of bread, pay 10% on that loaf of bread. The next person comes in and buys lobster, and they pay $45 a pound for it. They pay more sales tax. I think they could get by and actually do it with 10%. 10% good enough for God, it ought to be good enough for the government.
Mm-hmm.
There, I've said it, and I feel better.
Well, that's good. That's the idea. Got to go to the phones again. We got the phones lining up here. 800-228-0550. Ron and Mandan about Sheriff Joe. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, do you have a couple of seconds for a couple of stories about that, Sheriff Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple from North Dakota who now are living in Phoenix, Arizona, paid my way to go down to Phoenix and speak at Tea Party meetings. Well, while there, I had three opportunities to go meet Sheriff Joe. And I've been with Sheriff Joe since he did the Obama birth certificate investigation thing. So the one didn't work. The second didn't work. The third was supposed to be a cafe that they knew of. We went down there. He wasn't there because the crowd wasn't big enough. But I had a real brilliant idea. There was a set of golf clubs sitting there, and they said they were Sheriff Joe. So I thought, oh, my gosh, if I go and grab out of those golf clubs like I'm going to steal them, they'll introduce me to Sheriff Joe.
Okay.
Right.
But they weren't his.
Oh.
That's
so
one
did you
story.
Take him?
Second story.
Okay.
This couple was then taking me around to various little towns and stuff and showing me part of Arizona. And we stopped at a convenience store one time, and there was a man out there helping his Cub Scout son do some fundraiser. And I talked about Sheriff Joe. He says, I am writing a book. He said, Sheriff Joe's penal system changed me while I was in prison. I'll never go back again. I'm going to write that book. Well, I don't know whatever happened to that book, because he was going to send me a copy. I never got a copy of it. But that's my two stories of Sheriff Joe down in Phoenix, Arizona, that almost got me thrown in jail for somebody's golf clubs I stole.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's a character.
That's great. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call.
Wikipedia does very bad for Sheriff Joe. They got him almost looking like a criminal, all these things. And he basically, what he was doing is doing what he always did, the oath of office. And he felt that since it said you have to go through customs, you have to do this and that. And he would go down to these places downtown where Hispanic people were looking for a job and make a little quick money. And they wanted him to not go there because that was racial profiling. And he said, what am I supposed to do? Go out to Gold Canyon? There's no Hispanics there. you know, and so they'd put the hammer down on him and take him to court and everything, and he's a fighter. He's a fighter, Sheriff.
Well, you know, the reason I've always loved Joe Arpaio is that he's a sheriff. You know, he put consequences on display. And we're dealing with a generation right now that hasn't had any consequences. No spankings anymore. Everybody gets a trophy.
You don't end up with the pink unless you've done something. It's not like they're going to arrest you for jaywalking or, you know, going 60 to 55 or something like that. You got to do something pretty serious to end up in that point.
Well, and that's what I mean about consequences on parade. You're getting water and you're getting bread and you're getting vitamin supplements. You get a pink jumpsuit. You live out in a desert tent city when it's 125 degrees. Those are consequences on display.
Absolutely.
You know, and people go, and criminals go, man, I know.
And they don't want to go back.
No. If we're going to do it, we should maybe go to New Mexico and do this. Or leave Maricopa County and do this crime. Because that's when
Mexico
he was.
Go and do it.
Right. But I love the guy. I've only read one of his books. I really want to read the new one.
Don't do the crime, don't do the time. I mean, we've all known it for years. What's the problem? Don't do the stuff that is. Oh, and by the way, Tom, stop reading Wikipedia because we know it's not reliable. There was a woman who called on Rush, and I don't remember who the scientist was, but she was his assistant, and there was information on Wikipedia that was totally 180 from what the guy was about. And the assistant would change it, and somebody on Wikipedia would change it right back.
Wow.
No kidding.
How can because you and I can go in and change stuff.
Yep.
I did not know that.
I have gone in and changed stuff about K-Fire, as a matter of fact. So, but you and I can go in on any page, and then anybody can come in right after us. So it can be neat for some actual factual things, but the second it gets into some gray area, it goes 180 wrong, and you just can't rely on it.
Jeez, you just tore my day all apart.
Sorry. What now?
Hurts.
Yeah, what now?
Coming up, we'll talk about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and whether they're real on the way.
Oh, man. Right?
Kevin, any other myths we had to bust for time here while we're on a roll?
No, I think we're good.
Wikipedia was my Bible.
Oh, man.
There's a sense of sarcasm in the air there, Tom.
In the beginning, Zuckerberg created the Internet with Al Gore.
Yeah, there's that.
Jeez. Genesis of Wikipedia.
Can you tell me anything, really, that the Biden, they got anything? What are they going to do? What is their thing that they're going to do to make everything all well? Nothing.
I look on Joe Biden's website, and there's lots of Neverland, wonderful, pie in the sky things to do. But on every topic, almost every one of them, I go back to, okay, how are you going to pay for that? How are you going to pay for that actually specifically and to the decimal point? Can't get an answer on any of that. So what's on your mind? We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drum Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looters destroyed Philadelphia businesses during a second night of unrest Tuesday. It all started Monday afternoon in West Philly when 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. came at arriving officers with a knife. He was ordered to drop the knife. Mr. Wallace ignored commands and kept coming at police before being shot. Walter Wallace Sr. tells 6 Action News in Philadelphia COVID-19 is partially to blame.
We all got mental illness between COVID-19 and all this other thing. And mental mental illness come in, especially when you see people die and call it invisible death. We got to get a cure for this virus.
Both officers involved were wearing body cameras. Hurricane Zeta is at New Orleans' front door this hour. The fortunate aspect, this is a fairly fast-moving storm and should be moving inland fairly quickly. Reported winds are 90 miles an hour. The ocean swells are 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ooh. Oh! Well, you're in a funk today, aren't you?
You're good.
Count them out, Doc. Yeah. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I got a text about how come he's playing on the last one, KC, and not Led Zeppelin.
Oh, we play it all.
Well, James Brown, Wisconsin has paused all football activities for 7 days after 12 people tested positive for COVID-19 and have canceled the Nebraska-Wisconsin game.
Oh, you're talking Big Ten, right? You're talking college?
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah. So, it's happening everywhere. I know. We're
pretty much all over this year, aren't we?
Yeah, the Oaks Tornadoes in North Dakota. Oaks, North Dakota they can't do their state quarterfinal game against Langdon because they got one case, had to forfeit the game. Thoughts and prayers to the Tornadoes team and the parents and just everyone, all the fans. It's tough. It's terrible. You know, and you just feel for those kids. They got to get out and play the game. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ is always busy getting your truck, your tractor roaring back to life. That's what they do at DAC Diesel. Repairs, maintenance, troubleshooting. Upgrades, lots of performance options, as well as helping on the economy of your rig, whatever that is. If you go to DAC, DAKDiesel.com, DAKDiesel.com is the website. CJ and the team will definitely take care of you. You can call them. 24-hour service available at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck. It is DAC Diesel for What's On Your Mind. The Roadrunner, Tom Blair, sitting in for Scott Henry. We're just talking a little bit about the Dems and the lack of a plan. Any real substance in those policy proposals?
I don't know anything. I listen, and my wife and I talk about it, and it's like, what are they going to do? I can sit here thinking about Trump right now, and I know what he's going to do. He's going to tell me that we're right around the corner with the end of this thing, and I'll say, thank you, Daddy, I like that, and then I'll look at the figures and see how it's really going. But it's a disease that has to kind of run its course, and I think it's, when it's done, it's done. I could be wrong. Okay.
Would you take the vaccine right away? If they come out with one that's been rushed to market and... Will you be one that says, I'll take that?
Hey, I'm 78 years old. I'm high risk. I'm going to be very careful.
Yeah, yeah. With my in-laws, the same thing. But they have literally shut down any travel. They usually go to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They live down in Aberdeen. And they said, no, we're not going. They're not going to Alaska next year unless there's a vaccine.
We're more careful.
So, yeah, yep.
If I was younger, yes, I'd take the vaccine. This is the first year ever that my wife and I took the flu vaccine. Isn't that something?
Oh, flu shot? Yeah.
Never did it.
Yep.
See, by the way, sometime I was going to mention to you, sometime when you're bored, I'll come down and I'll sit down and I'll tell people about slot machines. I mean, I won $1.2 million on a slot machine. That was at Menomen. I've won 18,000, 26,000, 9,000, 6,000, 5,000, bunches of those, 8,000.
Tom's buying lunch, Todd.
Well, but that was 20 years ago that I hit that, and actually, last month, or October the 13th, was our last welfare check from the reservation that we got, and it was
you took it in installments deal.
You
don't get a choice.
Almost all of them are that way.
Oh, okay.
Plus,
I gotcha. Okay.
The 1.2 million, I not only didn't get it, they would send a check for $60,000 a year, and then I would have to pay taxes out of that,
added up
on top of my Social Security and whatever income. I mean, I'm not complaining.
It didn't sound like it. I wouldn't be. Yeah.
It ended up being like $40,000 a year, and at the time, I was making $40,000 a year, so I didn't gain nothing other than I got to go to Arizona and live in a trailer and put a trailer at the lake and another one. We was a three-trailer family.
There you go. Hey, we got an email to our studio email. We were talking earlier about Deborah Birx and talking about North Dakota, you know, really dropping the ball, leading the way on the spread and whatever. Emailer Adam wrote, Hawaii implemented some of the strictest lockdowns in the country, as well as a statewide mask mandate that was even changed to include the outdoors on July 7th. And within about a month, their infection rates skyrocketed around 700%. Other states have similar results. Birx and the others like to tout states that support their viewpoint, but conveniently leave out those that roundly disapprove it or disprove it. Good point, Adam. Appreciate the email. No doubt about it. All right, we got any numbers? 800-228-0550. Want to weigh in on anything we're chatting about?
We have time, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one thing, I was just looking at Trump's Twitter feed. He had a tweet 14 minutes ago. He says, it's amazing. Twitter refuses to allow any mention of the Biden corruption story, which was carried so well on Tucker Carlson last night. It's the biggest story in big tech together with the lamestream media isn't allowing a word to be said about it.
I've been trying to
find
it everywhere.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And I don't understand that.
How does this happen? There's some evidence there now. There's some real, solid, indictable evidence.
And Giuliani's come out with some stuff that was just like, I'm shaking my head. Why don't I hear this on ABC, CBS, NBC? And like
well,
that.
They're the lamestream media. I love how he calls them out, too. It is. Fake news is here. Fake news is here. But he was in huge crowd in Omaha last night. And the press brought, and rightly so, he brought up about not getting any of this stuff covered. And it's wrong.
About the other reason Joe Biden has been hiding in his basement. In a national television interview. Do you want me to tell you the rest? The Biden family's business partner revealed shocking, disturbing, and explosive information about Joe Biden's corrupt and illicit foreign business dealings while he was vice president. The business partner made clear that Biden's denial of involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings was a blatant lie with proof. He stated with firsthand knowledge that Vice President Biden was directly and personally involved in establishing corrupt business dealings with China and getting money for it. This all happened at the same time as Biden was letting China steal American jobs and plunder American wealth. You saw that for 8 years. If Biden wins, China wins, and China will own the USA. If Biden wins, he will do bad things.
Can you imagine where we would be if Hillary Clinton was president?
Oh, dear.
And how much
Lord.
We wouldn't know. And, I mean, oh, yeah. I shudder.
And we'd be watching Korean missiles flying over us every other day and everybody walking over us. And Trump has the ability. The guy's financial. He knows how to run. He knows how to talk to those people. He knows how, he's a businessman.
Well, yeah.
And they went over him with a fine-tooth comb. All the investigative stuff, everything they've done, he's paid his time and he's there.
Yeah. How do you argue with that? I mean, how do you say, oh, nothing to see there. Come on. What does Biden say? Oh, that's all been debunked. It's all been debunked. There's nothing to see here. Look the other way.
Who may have mysteriously died in a Hillary Clinton administration?
Yeah. Yes. We've got a number of texts that came in to Todd, what's the text number for you again?
701-226-8503.
Scotty's got him, too. He's put him in our chat deal here. One thing about Joe Biden, the bag of old soup bones still has some kick left in him. I don't know that he does, really.
Mm-mm.
He's moving pretty slow. Another text, genetics determine whether you're a human or an animal. Dems like science. George Floyd should not be dead. The kid in Philadelphia should not be dead. They have that in common. Also in common, the fact that they both were engaged in illegal activities, which puts them in contact with the police. They both at that point decided to resist the police and not follow commands. It goes on what we all know. Same thing in Kenosha. All the way back to Michael Brown. You go through all these, you know, the one that I say was really bad and that the cop needs to, is the Philando Castillo one. You know,
that's the one where he shot him in the back.
He was in his car, sitting in his car, and he told not to reach for something with his girlfriend and his child in the car. That guy, and he is in jail. He's in the process. He's in jail. He's up on manslaughter charges. That cop is. That was a bad one.
And rightfully so.
And you do it rightfully so, absolutely.
And the other one where the guy was running away and he was shot, like, was it 14 times in the back?
Yeah.
While he was running?
Yeah. And some of these are too much and they deserve to be, but again...
But we have a justice system.
Well, and like you said earlier, Tom, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chauvin and these guys with the George Floyd case, they're going to, you know, and he made bail, but that case is going to be... well over a year before you even get into the preliminary part of it.
Right.
So nothing's going to happen overnight. And if every time we have one of these incidents that we have looting and vandalism and all the, we're in trouble.
It's going to happen because you have that adrenaline. Police officers, I mean, I've been in positions where it's like my heart was beating and it's like, what's going to happen? You're operating under a different pressure, and you have things all around you. You don't know where you're getting the next glass bottle between the eyes. And so their testosterone is up a little bit, so there's bound to be more incidents. We need to get rid of these rioting and all that. Somebody should be responsible. If I'm going to have a peace march, I'll have a peace march, and then I'll have the little paper I fill out for the bond, for this, for the damage done. And who the members of our protest is, and they get the little armband or whatever. But somebody's, there's got to be some accountability at these rallies.
Right. When you were in law enforcement, I would imagine it would have been laughable for someone for you to come up with in the day to say, oh, by the way, we're banning chokeholds. You can't do that.
You can't what?
You can't choke them. Can't have a chokehold. Oh. No, we're going to ban chokeholds. Can't have that. But other than that, try not to shoot them. If you shoot them in the leg.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, when did there become rules with unruly criminals as far as what law enforcement, you know? It's laughable to me.
It's deadly force on the other side, both sides. But when you have somebody down, you need to apply pressure so that this thing doesn't escalate. They don't understand this. You can't play around with them for an hour and a half. You need to put them down and go with it.
We're not going in with rounds here like an MMA match or a boxing match. I mean, it's round one and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
One round. That's why this armchair quarterbacks and this stuff just boggle my mind. They think.
I don't understand them having to shoot somebody 12, 14 times. But,
no, absolutely.
When they come at you with a knife or going to shoot you, you do what you do and you do it as fast as you can. But that goes back to like when the FBI, when they first came out with all these semi-automatic pistols, they found out that the old revolvers, they shot less and made them count. When they have the, the new Glocks and all this thing, they just have a tendency to overshoot.
Yeah. Another text in, I heard the state is going to defund probation and parole. Is that true? Because since I've been here for the last 15 years, crime has gone way up. Another thing in state penitentiary, they're getting COVID tested more than and more than the people out there that pay the state as far as the taxes go. So there's more testing going on apparently in prison.
Well, when there's so many robberies, shootings, domestic violence, aggravated assaults, rapes, child abuse, and you know what it's all for? Drug-related. Drugs and alcohol plays the biggest factor in all these crimes.
Absolutely. 800. Number's 800-228-0550. We got one more segment coming up. We'd love to find out what's on your mind with all of this. And a few more texts we got to get to, and we'll wrap it up. Coming up, Tom Blair.
What? It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 100.
180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. Juventours.com. Juventours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel. 237-9000. Juventours.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10. Or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I say that on behalf of the texter who wants more Zeppelin and less Casey and the Sunshine Band, but whatever. What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com. 4x4s are in Suburbans and Cadias trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget. Over 100 trucks and SUVs, and most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. And we need your trade, too. Stop it and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, or your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
This is one of the best channels on Spotify. I'm just saying. It's the 70s disco funk DJ page.
Yeah. Turns out you can get better ones on the iHeart app, just so you know.
Oh, there's that one, too. You bet. So what's on your mind? We got the Roadrunner Tom Blair sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's got the day off today, and great show so far.
Enjoyed our, think how busy we'd have been if I'd answered the phone in the first half.
Well, let's get. We got a couple people holding. Let's do his last segment here. John in Fargo wants to weigh in. What's on your mind, John?
Well, you know, let's go down some of the stuff you guys were talking about, and I'll try and be brief. But the Castile incident down in Minnesota. Well, there's a lot more arguments to that story.
But yeah, I know.
You know, the thing that's bugging me the most here lately is, you know, the lack of the talk of the mass shootings that are actually occurring daily still in the United States. But, you know, and a lot of them would fit that loose definition of school shootings. But you notice the media says nothing about it because people would put two and two together and say, well, how the heck can you have a school shooting when there's no kids in school?
Yeah, there's that.
They still shoot the building up, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, a lot of those school shootings are abandoned properties that are still on the, you know, school district row or whatever. So they use everything, you know, every trick they can as a convenient excuse. And I think that's what people need to open their eyes to when it comes to the media. You know, take everything with a grain of salt. It's not 100% accurate.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, John. Yeah, no, absolutely. Everything's got to be taken with a grain of salt. There's no doubt about that. Frank is on the roll, wants to talk about the looting going on in Philly and elsewhere. Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm asking for a friend. Does Uber have pickups? It would be a lot easier for them guys to load all that stuff in. Did you watch the video last night? One time I had to bring out that wash machine on the cart. I wonder if he brought the cart back this morning.
Oh, it was so funny. And here's the news guy. The reporter is standing there. He looks over his shoulder, and here's this dude with a mask on wheeling a cart with a washing machine on the thing. How is that helping the cause, Frank, really?
Cleaner clothes.
Well, yes, you could wash that mask.
Oh, there you go.
See?
It's a good point.
See, you don't want to have filthy masks all around you because then you're getting everybody's Ubers and stuff.
Hey, one more last thing. What do you guys think about the poll? I mean, is it worth going to vote? Because, I mean, it's all decided according to NBC.
That's what they said 4 years ago, too. How'd that work out?
Right. Polls are a joke.
I bet you CNN's going to be crying.
What's that, CNN what?
I bet CNN will be crying on Monday night, Tuesday night,
We should set up a game. Who's going to start crying first, MSNBC or CNN?
Good point. Yeah, and they'll be crying not just Tuesday into Wednesday. They'll be crying for the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Still trying to figure out.
Are they going to cry or are they going to both be in denial?
Well, you know, we don't have all the results in yet. I mean, this is just a preliminary.
And it may take a while to get all the results in.
Is somebody actually going to say they lost, though? Because we're waiting for 2 weeks for ballots to come in, right?
Right, yeah, this is going to be a circus.
So this is not over yet. I mean, this is just the election day stuff. This is the at the voting machine stuff. This doesn't count all the
exactly.
You know, you could write it right now, and they'll be saying those exact words. The question is, are they going to be crying or are they going to be living in denial? Which is going to happen?
Grab line three here. Wanda wants to weigh in. Wanda, what is on your mind, my friend?
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Nice to hear Roadrunner's voice. My husband has Parkinson's and watches a lot of TV. His favorite station is Fox. And one gal on there, I think around the noontime, had dark hair. And she was interviewing Newt Gingrich.
Okay.
He was talking about how all of these help groups that Soros has funded are just destroying America. And the two blondes with her said, we're not going to talk about Soros. And she was just speechless. And Newt said, well, yeah, his name is verboten now on radio, huh?
Yeah.
And she actually apologized. I saw it on YouTube.
That was, you're right, Wanda, that did happen. Thanks for calling. It was a couple of weeks ago, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they just stifled him on the conversation of Soros. Well, you know, let's not talk about Soros. And you could see in Newt Gingrich's face, like, well, why not? We know that the money's coming from there. And so that was curious. That was interesting. And then, yeah, but that was a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think. That I want to say it wasn't Laura Ingraham. It was one of the other, I can't think of the gal. But, it was two of the gals that were talking to him. Newt, and why can't we talk about Soros? Guy's money's involved here. It's dirty money. It's, you know, we know he's doing it. I thought it was a good point. All right. We've got a couple more texts here, Tom.
Let's see.
He says, hey, guys, the S&P 500 is currently now telling us today that Biden will be elected based upon what the market being lower today than 3 months ago. The market's on fire. Don't pay attention to the daily ups and downs.
But that's been accurate 87% of the time. That comes from a guy who visits with me on Mondays and He hopes it's wrong, too, so we'll see, but...
All right. Hey, we're going to wrap things up. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com. Printer, copier services, commercial printing needs, anything you need, abmnow.com is the website. ABMNOW, Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com. Tom Blair, thank you, sir.
Enjoyed having it. It was just nice great. I really appreciate working with you. Thank
great
you.
Having you here. All right, we're back tomorrow.
Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.